Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. We have been teaching on the heart, and we will get back to that. But tonight, I am led by the Spirit of God, and I was asked about this more than one time, and in the course of the last several years, a particular subject that we'll deal with. And so the Spirit of God have given me license to do that, and we'll do that. Hallelujah. And thank you. I'm going to give you some preliminary. All right. Thank you, Jesus. The topic would be the truth about eternal security. The truth about eternal security. Amen. Whether or not a Christian can lose their salvation. Amen. Praise God. Is what we're going to look at. It's a question that has been asked by many people many times. And although there is not a specific answer in the Bible to that particular question, there is enough. Say enough. The Lord has left us enough spiritual scripture data to ascertain whether or not eternal security, or what is called once saved, always saved, is a valid position or posture. And so we want to look at the scripture, look at the word, and allow it to speak to us about that. Amen? I guess you will know my position. I can tell it to you now and how I arrived at it. And I believe it's important that you know, too, from the standpoint of the scripture, what it entails. All right. However, before a determination concerning this all important question can be made, we must define what constitutes being eternally saved and eternally lost. We must establish that first. What do it mean to be eternally saved or eternally lost? Now, I'm quoting here James chapter 1, verse 22. Now, this is going to get you thinking real right away. It says this: but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So he's talking to Christians.